Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. How could you not know him?
Hey, I don't know. I guess I've been doing something right.
You've been doing quite a few things right. We got Swerve Strickland here. You just saw him in a world title match at AEW Revolution. You saw him have one of the greatest matches that you're ever going to see last year with Hangman Page. How you doing, man?
I'm doing swell. I'm staying on the grind. Busy as hell. Can't remember if it was last week or it was 2 weeks ago. It's been like I went from going to New York, performing with Eric Bellinger with Flash Garments on stage with him, to flying to LA to finish filming my last pickup scenes for a horror movie, Stiletto, coming out this year. Shout out Sam Gonzalez and Matt Hirsch directing that, and Gigi. And then coming to Alabama to do TV.
So, incredible.
So all that in a three-day span until now be here in Lexington, Kentucky, at the Lexicon.
Lexington at the Lexington Comic and Toy Con.
Yeah.
Man, we talked about this before, but there's got to be like this incredible sense of pride when a song, considering you're a musician, a song that you perform is just so unanimously beloved in wrestling now.
Yeah. It takes a while for a song to really catch and then to kind of break. You know, so it took like a year, in a sense, you know, of like just playing it over and over again, getting people attached to it. But it was like, okay, my character was going in a different direction. So honestly, I had to just like shift into changing it up, like changing the guitars, the BPMs of it, slowing it down, getting the tempo, and like all these things, like changing, like, and then like, it got a little slower. So now a lot more people kind of like could go along to the beat a little more. And then Nana coming in that in the dance took it to a viral level of like having a visual. I always think music having a visual to it always takes it. It's like Michael Jackson makes music videos. Adding a visual to it takes the record way even higher. So that's kind of what happened with Big Pressure, I would say.
What's the process of deciding to add the Who's House at the start of it and then like the individual entrances? Like there was a whole dance team out there with Nana this past.
Yeah.
And it was such a fantastic contrast to what you brought. And what I love about it is there's never dissension with you and Prince Nana. You know what he's about. You know what he brings to the table.
Yes.
And you bring something completely different. And it is such a wonderful approach.
I always feel like having contrast in anything is what makes teams a team. And you know what I mean? Like Shaq is so opposite of Kobe. They don't play exactly alike. And that's what makes them successful. Breaking Bad, Jesse is so opposite of Walter. That's what makes them a great dynamic, and that's when they need each other. But at the same sense, they're just like two opposite characters. Like it's literally chemistry.
Yeah,
and
it is.
That's the point of it, you know. So it's taking those kind of elements of like seeing two acts that individually you love, but you know they're like two completely different things, and putting them together, and like, oh man, let's see how this works. Like seeing me and Hangman were two completely different types of people, and then as we kept going, we are seeing so many more similarities between us. We all want the same things. We're just going about it different ways, and we're all willing to go about them different type of methods of getting what we want. And then it became like personal. Like, oh my God, like I am more like you than I thought, you know. And you know, so it's just all. So going back to like me and Nana, it's just like using the opposites to make us compatible in a sense. And I would say with the dancers and all that, it's just like you know what would be great to have for Nana, since it's already taken off, a dance quartet with more women, you know, like add women to it. There's like, okay. And then sure enough, we just throw that on there, and then like next thing you know, it's like and now the women are in the freaking intro of the show and
they
stuff.
They were there for the whole show. They stayed for Sting's presser.
Oh yeah,
I saw them there. It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible. So another series of opposites that have certainly created great chemistry is yourself and Hangman.
Yes,
like,
yeah,
this has been I don't want to say a career defining feud, because I don't know that your career will be defined by it necessarily.
Oh,
but it's certainly
definitely
helped
for the time.
It's certainly
for the time being
defined AEW programming, and we have seen Hangman become so much of what we initially saw in you on screen as well. What, like, when you were pitched the idea of working with Hangman, did immediate like ideas just flow through your brain? Is he something you had even had on your radar as far as working with in the past?
I honestly didn't know where we were going to start. What was the baseline? And like a friend of, you know, like, well, Washington came up with the idea of like, hey, we don't know where you're going following Wembley, but I have an idea of what I want to do with Swerve, and I think you two right now, we need to get Hangman back into singles for one, because he was doing the six man stuff and trios. I was like, we need to get you back into singles, and you need a counterpart, and this is like, I always consider, like we all do, consider Hangman, he's the main character of AEW. And so it's like, okay, we need to put him in a turmoil.
Yes.
And the stuff, the elements that I have brewing in my head of like all these ideas I can really do to like just manipulate that and touch on that and play with that is like, oh yeah, Hangman's all, yeah, I can use a lot of elements because he was so pure. And to me, it was just like having pure water and then just adding in like iodine in it. It's just the whole thing is just starting to turn like and slowly just take over the entire glass of water, you know. And that's what I wanted. And to me, that's how characters are truly defined. What elements of another character is going to alter the show? what it alters a character, a main character, and like it kind of like shifts the mood and the tempo and the theme. Like, so now my music, when it's coming out, it's a positive thing, but there's dark elements coming behind it, you know what I mean? So you're like, Nana's, it's like it's luring you in to a false sense of like security. You're like, oh, Nana's here, oh god, wait, oh, then there's this other guy coming behind you that's just trespassing and going into Nick Wayne's wrestling school and going into like Hangman's house. That was the point of those things. It's like, yeah, I'm like, it's like a candy coated painting of things, you know? And then like Hangman is just like the elements of like, I'm dragging you down to hell. We'll see who comes out and the end of it. And it seems like we both came out, but somebody came out differently.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Way differently.
Yeah. So I came out of it like, oh man, like, I don't think I think this evil, this resentment I'm holding in me is like holding me back from achieving my goals. Cause like, if you notice, like when I started doing that, the international title, I had it, lost it. The Continental Classic, I had it, I lost it. The TNT title opportunity, I had it and I lost it. The AEW World title, I had it and I lost it. Now I was like, is this evil worth it? Is being that way?
You exercise the demon.
Right. Right. So now I got to like, now I'm kind of understanding. I was like, am I worth it? Like, now, which goes back to the promo I cut this past week on TV, is like, am I supposed to play this role of just being the guy that gets close enough but can't get it done? Or like, man, like, maybe this is karma from all the bad that I was doing, all the bad, evil. Maybe it is like, that's what's, it's got me to there, but something more is going to have to get me over the hump. You know,
watching you in real time, like sort of reckon with the fact that you did all these things in this character and the crowd just loves you. Yes. They're telling you it's your house when you literally broke into another person's house. Like, was that something that you expected? Did you expect them to be like, hell yeah, this is maybe the anti-hero we need, or maybe not even an anti-hero, just the guy they need.
They see a guy that, like I said, I go back to Demolition Man and Wesley Snipes concepts all the time. They're seeing a guy that's been underground for so long, and we know how he needs to eat. We know he's starving, and he's just coming up on surface. Mm-hmm. And if you're the rich watching this underground dweller come up to steal his food, you just look at him as like, this is a thief.
Yes.
Oh my god, this is like, oh, this is a really evil person. Like what are you doing? You're stealing from us. We earned this. We like, but you know, you don't deserve this. You're just looking at them as a criminal and a wrongdoer. But if you like really follow their story and watch how and why they're under the ground and why they're coming up to like try to take from the rich to so they can eat and they can like provide and they can do these things. Because if you go back to Hangman dressing me down right before Texas Deathmatch, he was telling me, is like that's why your wife left you, that's why your kids don't talk to you, that you're a child, you don't deserve these things. I'm like, well, that's why I'm trying to get to where you are, so yes. I can have those things. I want what you have. Hangman, you have the house. I've been in your house. You have a lovely family. You have your wife. I want that. So, but the only way for me to get that is to get to where you're at. And the only way I know how to do it is to steal from you, the people in the above, from the people from below. So there's a lot of like, it's almost like the movie Parasite.
Yes.
It's like the people below want to get what the people above have. The only way they know how to do it, they have to exercise their skills, which is thieving and stealing and like conning and taking advantage of things to be just up there with them, you know? And I'm trying, that's what my character is. And I think the people are seeing that, like, this guy works hard, he's talented, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to see him succeed now.
What I loved was that it wasn't just the personality change that we saw in Hangman as a result of these promos. His physical transformation was seen. He had meant, like, there was a mention of him not having new gear in like a year. Well, he's got new gear, new bedazzled rose gear now as well. All that stuff, like everything mentioned, adjusted for him. It's like somebody knocked on his door. Didn't knock on his door. They beat down his door.
Yeah.
Walked through his door and said, you need to change up all this. That match that you guys had was fucking insane.
Yes.
It was one of the most beautifully horrifying things that I've ever witnessed. And I've mentioned this to you. I don't like that kind of wrestling, and I adored that match. It was one of the greatest matches I've ever seen.
Thank you.
One of the greatest stories that I've seen told. Like, how do I even begin to ask you about that? Like,
oh, man. Like,
you had to know that this was going to be something that was going to possibly change your life forever as you're laying it out.
At the time, all you're trying to do is just make sure that certain points of the match are laid out that people understand it. I wanted to just make sure like it reads properly to the audience,
sure,
live and people watching at home. I want to make sure that they understand the motive of why we are doing what we are doing. You don't want to just see two guys just bludgeoning each other with objects, because anybody can do that. You
sure
can get anybody, like, without a feud, without a rivalry, you can get two guys in there to do that. I wanted to make sure all the weaponry just made sense for why we were doing this. Like, the staples got pulled out. He wasn't trying to beat me. Hangman wasn't trying to beat me for the first while. He was just trying to hurt me. He was trying to hurt me. He wasn't trying to, like, get this match over with. No, he wants this to go a while, because he wants to pay back all those things that I was doing, and he has the freedom to do it. I can't run. I can't go anywhere. So he has me. Then the staples was to also signify the picture, this child's picture that I ripped off the refrigerator when I came in. He wanted to put it back on my face. It's like, you know, like, and then he was just so infuriated and with rage that he's going as far as to, like, drink my blood and spit it out in the air because he wants a part of me. He wants me to, like, you're not going to forget this. It's almost violating another man in a sense. I violated his home. He's violating me.
You know? I was going to ask you, what was your reaction as you're bleeding and he slides right underneath you and he's like,
I was like, this is a lot of blood. Like, this is an awful lot of blood. That's all I was really thinking about.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it's just like, this is a whole lot of blood. And I still have to, like, run and move and, like, fight. And hopefully I can see, because I could barely even see because it was just so much. And I never bled that much in my life. You know,
was that a concern for you or anything? Were you, even for a moment, like?
For a little bit. And it's easy to, like, go into shock and, like,
sure,
go, like, have anxiety because, like humans aren't, you're not supposed to witness your blood, like, leaving your body so much.
Designed to be on the inside.
It's not supposed to fountain out, you know. But, like, I was just like, okay, stay calm. You're okay. Your breathing's good. You're not hyperventilating. And you're not getting lightheaded. You're good. And then I go outside, then pile driver on this barricade. And I was like, okay, it's still going. It's still going. It's still going. It won't stop going. So, like, water bottle. And then it's like, okay, that, like, coagulated a little bit. So now the blood just became sticky. But, like, my wristbands were full white. And then by the end of the match, it was just, like, red on each side. They're like red gauntlets. It was just because I just kept wiping my face. It was so bad. It got to a point where I just, like, fell down on the mat. And I just, like, wiped my face on the mat because there was nothing else to wipe my face off of.
Oh.
It was a horrific, beautiful masterpiece. I was like, and like the ending of all these elements of like, nah, Brian Cage, like, just to remind the people, like, hey, I'm still a bad guy and I still want to take the underhand away. I don't want to just, you know, like, I need help.
Yeah.
Help me. Somebody help me.
I know you all were supposed to do a little bit more, and then it was like, that was sort of taken off the table because how can you top that?
You can't, man. I'm like, you got to keep these guys away from each other for a while.
And then you all had the triple threat, which I thought made.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
An incredible amount of sense. We now know Hangman is suspended
yes, sir.
From the Elite,
yes,
so he's going to be off for a while.
Yeah.
He ends up losing that match, and I feel like it accomplishes so many wonderful things in this story.
Yeah.
He did exactly what he said he was
yes.
going to do to you. Even though he didn't win, you didn't win, and that was the most important thing to him, was that you didn't get the thing that you were after that he had. The thing that you said to him,
yes.
I want what's yours.
And it's also a distraction because I want to beat him. Mm-hmm. So it distracted me from Joe. So, like, could I beat Joe? We don't know. We still don't know that. Did I ever have Joe beat? Like, we don't know. But I had Hangman beat. Again, I know it was like a man, it was the devil you know and the devil you don't know.
Yeah.
That's my cross. I know I can beat Hangman, so why wouldn't I go for Hangman, a guy that I've beaten twice already, you know, almost
who
third
time.
Who has
never beaten you.
Who has
never beaten you.
So, of course, I'm going to go for that guy. But he's also distracting because, like, you can't leave your back turned to Samoa Joe, which is what happened in the finish of that match, you know.
Set up a great scenario for you and Joe in the future, which I'm excited for.
Yeah.
You mentioned Will Washington's name. Now, I'll ask you, because he doesn't like being the story.
No, he doesn't.
And,
I'll do it for him.
And contractually, he's not allowed to tell me anything because he used to work with us.
Yeah.
Wise move, Tony. But how has that been? I mean, some people know. He's family to you.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's known you. He knows, like, the real you. He knows the character. He knows everything.
The best thing about it, he knows my capabilities too. So he can put stuff together that he knows that I can. He's like, no, Swerve is capable of this. Give him that. And to go in a room and just like to be like, this is what we have. And then like I at this point, I have a good relationship with Tony Khan enough to he knows where my abilities lie and stuff. But like, you want to like make sure you reassure him, and you want to reassure the other talent that like, this guy's capable of this. He can do this. He's willing to do this, and I don't have to go in there and show face all the time to defend that, because it's like I want to be like I need to just focus on my work, and my job, and my body, and my like this. You know what I mean? And so I don't have to go in there and do that. Like, Will sticks up for me and as a talent to reassure that, yes, he's comfortable with this, and yes, he can go above and beyond and deliver this. What you're asking for as a promoter, as a booker, as a boss, he is capable of this, and he wants to do this. You know, so that helps so much. But at the same time, I got to still go out there and perform. It's one thing to just be like, some people can say like, oh, you're getting these opportunities because so-and-so is speaking up so-and-so. Everybody has like in all walks of every type of profession, whether it be pro wrestling, media, sports, whatever, there's always somebody in the room talking for said talent. Anywhere you go. In the NBA, there's somebody talking to the owner about the talent to reassure that this guy is the guy that we need to put on the banner, on the wall,
sure.
on the side of a bus in the city, on a shaving commercial or anything
it's
like
the draft day Bo Callahan thing.
So don't try to misconstrue like, oh, this is pro wrestling politic or anything like that. No, this is business politic. It happens everywhere. But guess what? Dak Prescott can be in whatever sleep commercial, a mattress commercial. He still has to go out there and throw touchdowns and get the teams to the playoffs. That's why these guys get these positions. And like I said, I go on any platform anywhere, I'll say I want to be the Pat Mahomes of AEW. Hence, Dynasty is coming up. That's what I want to be, the Dynasty player. I want to be the guy with the as the quarterback. Throw me in, I'll throw a touchdown, you know. And, like, now we're adding, like, an Okada in there, an Ospreay coming in. Like, yeah, I want these are the teammates I want to have on the field with me. You know what I mean? These are guys I want to build a dynasty with. You know, like, you know, that's the team. So it's not like me being the top, being the individual's talent. No, I want my team with me. I just want to quarterback that team. Right now, Joe's playing quarterback, you know, but like I'm coming up close to like, hey, I'm Willie Beeman, bro.
I love it. You mentioned Will Ospreay. One of the most fantasy booked matches for all in this year. Everybody's already talking about the possibility of Swerve and Ospreay. How does that feel to have that? Will Ospreay, widely considered one of the best in the world. You're widely considered one of the best in the world. But specifically, a show like that carries so much weight, as you know.
It does.
And the responsibility of ticket sales and all that. And people are like, yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go with them.
That's a huge honor for me. Like, coming from where I was like 2 years ago, like being let go, and a lot of people like, who is this guy? Whoever was familiar with me in NXT or not, or even familiar with my career on the independents. It's coming from there to being like, yes, we want this guy as the champion and main event of Wembley against this guy who is like widely regarded as like the best of this generation, period. And I will agree with him. Like, Will Ospreay is like inhuman in my eyes. He's been a video game character since I've been wrestling him, since he was 18 years old, and I knew it then. That's a huge honor, and I truly appreciate that. And that's like a huge, like, I don't take that kind of stuff lightly. I'm like, oh, that's a lot. That's a big responsibility for me to even like be considered in that plane.
Yeah.
Because not that long ago, I was not even nowhere in the conversation, you know. I think that shows like the future of what pro wrestling really is, and the present, actually, as a matter of fact. And we're still in young prime ages. We haven't even hit our prime yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, like to share that with Will, who's like been like a little brother to me for the longest time, for many years. You know, that would be a huge honor. I'd have to pack a lunch and a dinner plate to get in the ring with that man at this point right now. But yeah, I think I can do it. I think we could both do it. I think it's also something people can look at and be like, wow, there's been this discussion about like diversity in the company and in pro wrestling, period, all around. Like, no, every company is like, to have like an African American man stand in the middle of that as a main event as champion is I think that's huge. And I think that's like my spot in history as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, you've spoken that, and when you said that, everybody said, yeah, seems like the guy. Like the guy. Another thing I'm sure was a huge honor, especially 1 week removed from it. You worked with Sting a lot.
Yeah.
lot. How was that? Obviously, it's at some point it's something that you never thought was going to happen, because we never knew the guy was going to be in wrestling again.
No.
And the way I always said in my reviews was, I will never take getting to see him perform for granted.
No,
ever.
Same.
How was that, and do you have any unique experiences or memories with him?
The funniest thing was like when I did DJ Who Kid earlier, 2023, he asked me, he was like, who's someone you want to get in the ring with? And I said Sting. He's like, word? He's like, he was like, what? For real? He's like, do you think that can happen? I'm like, I'm sure it probably could happen. Little did I know it was going to happen at 80,000 yes. people with DJ Who Kid walking me out to the yes. ring. So, like, it's funny how, like, the universe works in that way. That was crazy. Just the fact of, like, being in the same presence with these guys, like, these aren't people I'm just, like, looking up to. These aren't just guys I'm like, oh, man, I'm happy to see, like, to meet you. No, I'm across from you. I'm your equal. I'm your, like, not necessarily equal as far as, like, in-ring, like, legacy, but we are working together, and I got to work against you, and I got to fight you. I got to battle this man in a coffin match, you know?
It's incredible. I mean,
you know, and in Wembley, man.
I mean, what's your reaction when you're told, hey, it's going to be you and Sting working in a match at Wembley?
Man, it's still surreal in a lot of sense. Still very unreal, like, to me. Like, the post, like, the photo of me doing the 450.
Yes.
like, about to crash onto him is, like, one of my favorite photos I've ever taken, and, like, ever. And just to see the background, just to see so much symbolism that's going on in there. It's, like, and then to have, like, one of my best friends, Darby, across from me as well. I get to share that moment with him. Like, we were, like, not that long ago, like, sharing hotel rooms and Evolve and, like, and or, like, watching, like, wrestling with Sammy Callahan on his couch in Florida and not knowing where we were going to go in our careers. So just to see, like, hey, two Seattle guys, two Washington guys sharing this moment together with Sting, and then I'm tagging with Christian,
yeah.
who, like, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time is Edge, Adam Copeland, and we're doing double spears to these guys. So I was like, that was my big markout moment right there. It's just like, man, like, that was the moment I'm like, I had to sit and, like, I'm going to enjoy this moment.
Yeah.
And then get back to work. So we got to do the match. But, yeah, it's just – it is unreal. It's still surreal to me to a lot of, like, moments. But, like, I'm like – now I'm like, I got to get back to here. I got to get back here somehow in a different way.
Last one. So, I mean, this is widely considered, like, your breakout year.
Yeah.
But this is not new to you. You've been doing this a long time. Watched you in Lucha Underground. In MLW, in NXT, and Evolve, like you mentioned. You've been doing TV wrestling for a long time.
Mm.
And it feels like almost, I mean, very, very early on. I mean, I remember seeing you in MLW, and everybody who watched MLW, they're like, oh, well, it's pretty clearly he's going to be one of the top guys in NXT. Plenty of people saw it on the main roster. Even people watching the show saw it. Now you're in a place where you say, I want to be the first black AEW world champion, and everybody goes, yes, that's him. There's no real doubt about that. Like, everybody looks at it and they go, that's him. He's the guy. He's the guy to lead the company. Is that validating, or will it take you winning that to feel that validation?
To me, thinking about that, like, calling it validation without having it is like me slowing up before I cross the finish line.
Sure.
I'm not like, I need to burst through, you know.
Yeah.
I need to run through the line and then still add in another 20 yards of just full on sprint, just to, like, and that's how, like, my work ethic has always been, you know. To even get to here, I had to, like, constantly just keep, like, I have to overachieve, I have to exceed the expectations again. Like you said, like, it was my breakout year. I'm like, I feel like I've had about 7 breakout moments in my career, you know. Like, so, like, they were saying that since Lucha Underground, MLW, NXT, when in North America, like, oh, this is the breakout year. I'm like, all right, cool. Then, like, and it won the tag title, so I'm like, oh, this is a breakout year. I'm like, all right, cool. And, like, you know, so it's always going to keep going, because, like, the bar is constantly just going to be raised, and, like, the expectations of me is always going to be, like, kind of moved side by side. Like, people have been saying, like on, like, oh, cool, he had the tag titles. Now what? Like, you think that wasn't easy to get? You know,
yeah.
I mean, that was pretty hard. You know, then they're like, okay, he's never had any singles titles. I'm like, okay, that's another, like, expectation I'm gonna have to exceed. Or we see him here, we don't see him there. We see him here, we don't see him here. So I'm like, well, I see myself here, so none of that discussion even matters. It's just constantly always trying to figure out, where do I take this and go with it? And then once I harness that and get that, I finally got it. What do I do with that now? Now I got to take that and invest it again. It's almost like stock markets. Like, no matter what, how much money you, like, you make, you have to take that and reinvest it and to go even higher. And you're like, so, and too many people cash out early. Then they, like, You could have had this.
I sold my Zoom stock in 2019.
Yep.
Right before the pandemic.
Yep.
I watched it go up and I said, nope.
Nope.
Bad idea.
Yep. And that's how I feel like my career is. I'm like, if I cash out too early, I'm going to miss out on all this extra stuff that I could be. All that exceeded expectations feel is like, I'm not going to exceed. I'm going to meet it. And then like, man, he was here, but he could have been here. And so that's why I'm never like just resting on that kind of stuff. I'm always trying to like take my wins, my every type of win, and just like take it, reinvest it, add it to something else, and then blow that up bigger. And then like now I'm taking that same energy and adding it to music, and I'm adding it to acting, and I'm adding it to my podcast. It's like because now I figured out how to make that work on a national scale. Now let's try to use that here, and let's use that here. Let's bring in someone that knows how to do it over there, and let's bring in someone here that knows how to do that here.
Such a natural for a horror movie, by the way. Like,
yeah.
You understand the mannerisms and characteristics of that to be menacing on screen. I mean, I don't even know if that's specifically your role with this upcoming film, but yeah. Still, like, I mean, it's very clear that you understand the horror culture as well.
I'm still learning it, I would say. There are little things I take and like add into like what I'm doing, and like when it's time to like feel menacing, but also like it, you also like, which I feel like Mick Foley's one of probably the best at this. He can make you feel, he could become off menacing and like just eerie, and but he can also pull back and make you feel like sympathy. And yes. Also feel like so warming, and I'm like, oh my God, oh this poor man.
That's why so many of the horror movie the antagonists have these sympathetic backstories.
Yeah.
And to me, the best horror movies aren't like supernatural or ghosts or zombies. It's things I believe could happen to me.
And that's kind of what I pulled from.
Yeah. I mean, you're breaking into people's houses.
Yeah. I'm like, oh man, like a man is standing over your child in a crib and you can't do anything about it.
Nothing.
Like that's a real fear of a lot of fathers, a lot of men, a lot of mothers, you know? So like, let's play with that emotion, you know. Not too many people can relate to like a Pennywise,
sure,
like dragging you under, like, you know, in a drainage and stuff like that.
Yes.
It's like, but people still look at drains a little differently.
Everybody looks at them differently.
Everybody looks at them differently, but you still know deep down, like, it's not going to happen. There's not going to be a clown with a balloon in there. But somebody looking outside your window with a camera is very real. Like, you know, like you playing around with your kids and your friends in a wrestling school, that some dude comes in and just like obliterates all of them, and you can't call for help. You can't, like, who's going to hear you? Who's going to see that? That's a real fear. And it's like playing with those things. Like, I took those elements from horror, actual horror, and putting it into wrestling. And I was like, okay, cool. Now I got to figure out my wrestling things and put them into my horror, and like the character, the charisma, the sympathy, like the baby faceness.
Absolutely. Or,
you know, so I get a lot, I have a lot of tools to play with, but I'm also getting a lot of good assistance as well.
You're killing it right now. I want to thank you so much for being so generous with your time. You can check out Swerve every Wednesday on AEW Dynamite on TBS, also AEW Collision every Saturday on TNT, and probably on top of the card at AEW Dynasty by the looks of it as well.
Hey, watch every week. We'll see where it unfolds, man. The story is really being told, and we got layers.
Swerve, I want to thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support, so if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.